It's Thursday morning, and the Bagpipe Brothers in here with me. What are we doing here? You said something about we got to choose.
I'm going to give you three things, and you have to choose which one has to go. You can do without.
Are we both doing it?
Yeah, we're both doing it. We're doing the same thing.
Yeah,
you're not going to do one for me and then one for him.
Okay. Same things.
Because I know what one of them would be for me that I'm going to have on that
and
list.
And a large majority of them is food, because I knew I had to do it for Giddens.
I know what one of mine is, and let's roll.
Chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry?
Strawberry.
Strawberry.
I'm the same way. Can't do without chocolate and vanilla.
And I just think vanilla, when it comes to ice cream and like pound cake and stuff, it's just as good as chocolate to me. I don't know. And I love the smell of vanilla. I don't know about
vanilla's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Now, I use
chocolate is.
I use vanilla
chocolate,
spray.
You got to have it.
At the house. It makes the house, man. Candles. Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Ice cream cone, ice cream cup, or ice cream sandwich?
Ice cream cone.
I'm going to say cup.
Yeah, cup.
I mean, can you put it in just a regular bowl?
No.
That's getting technical now.
See, you're eliminating all of the bowls and stuff.
A cup is just a small bowl for you.
You can only eat ice cream in a cone from now on.
A cup is like a teaspoon for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even a taste.
I'll take the cone away.
I'm taking the cup.
You're taking away a big waffle cone?
I'm taking a waffle cone.
You're eliminating all the ability to just eat ice cream unless you got a cone.
Well, what was the third one?
Sandwich.
Oh, I got to keep the sandwich.
Yeah, I got to keep ice cream sandwich.
Sandwich is chocolate and vanilla. We keeping that, baby.
Pancakes, waffles, or French toast?
French toast, gone.
Yeah, French toast is gone.
I'm more of a pancakes are gone.
I don't eat them a lot because of the syrup. I'm not supposed to have syrup. And I'll just go on record and tell both of y'all this. If I have to have something with sugar-free syrup, I won't eat it at all.
Yeah, sugar-free syrup is awful.
It's awful. There's no substitute.
Golden Eagle syrup.
I'm okay with that. But yeah, I do pancakes or waffles. No French toast for me.
Bacon, sausage, or again, you said French toast, didn't you?
Yeah, French toast is gone.
Bacon, sausage, or ham?
That's all pork. If I had are you talking about for breakfast pretty much?
Yeah, for breakfast. One has to go.
Ham's gone.
Ham's gone for me too. Yeah, I got to have some good crispy bacon and sausages. Yeah, I got to have it every now and then. Okay?
Donuts, muffins, or cinnamon rolls?
Cinnamon rolls gone.
Muffins gone.
Muffins.
It depends on what kind.
Any kind? Muffins in general.
I might throw muffins in there, but I'm definitely keeping donuts.
Yeah, donuts have to stay.
Oh yeah,
Mister. Let's eat a whole dozen box of donuts by yourself.
Yeah, I mean we'll if people. I mean, if you could understand how he sucks donuts down. I mean, he doesn't even taste them.
That's not true. I definitely taste
them.
No,
you don't. Those things go from lips to stomach in about a half a second. You don't even chew.
Hot dog, corn dog, or bratwurst?
Bratwurst. Gotta go.
What's wrong with bratwurst?
Nothing's wrong with it, but there is nothing like going to a ball field and getting a hot dog. I mean, y'all got to agree with me on that.
I think I'm going to make Bauman mad. I'm saying corn dog's got to go.
And I'm like you, Bauman. I like a good corn dog.
Yeah, good corn dog.
If it's good and crispy.
Yeah.
But a hot dog at a ball field. So to me, I like bratwurst, but
you can live without it.
That's the third one on the list for me. I got to go to a ball field and get a hot dog.
Popcorn, chips, or pretzels?
Pretzels gone.
See, now that's tough for me because I want to say pretzels, but I eat a lot of pretzels because they're better for me than chips. But I there is nothing like going to a movie theater or sitting and watching a movie.
Popcorn's got to stay.
Popcorn has to stay.
I'm going to say pretzels because I like chips better, but I eat more pretzels than I do chips.
I'm not a big pretzels person. They're really hard to get right. Now, the flavored pretzels are pretty good, like honey mustard pretzels.
I just like the little stick ones. I don't like the big ones like at ball fields and all that.
I just want to note that everything that I've said bye to so far, I would still definitely devour.
Oh, yeah. You haven't had one yet that you wouldn't eat. I
haven't said black olives or...
No. I mean, if you had a bowl of ice cream surrounded in slaw, you'd eat it.
Apples, bananas, or oranges?
I'm going to have to say apples.
Really?
I love those little tangerine oranges that you get this time of year that are really good, easy to peel.
The cuties are what you call them?
Yeah, cuties. Exactly. Or halos. Some of them call halos. I like bananas every now and then. I'm not supposed to eat them much. But
when you lock eyes with somebody eating a banana?
Well, no. But I will say this. They're full of potassium and they help my legs.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. I'd say apples. And I do love an apple, but it'd be the third on the list.
What about you? Tough. They're all good. I'm going to go oranges.
Yeah.
But it's a tough one.
I like those little cuties like you're talking about. They help you with your vitamin C as well.
Coffee, tea, or energy drink?
Tea.
Energy drink.
Tea.
I'm getting rid of coffee.
I'm getting rid of...
We're all different on that one.
I'm getting rid of coffee and energy drink. I don't like any one of either one. I will drink a cup of coffee, but energy drinks are way too much on sugar for me. I can't drink them.
They even affect you anymore, Giddens?
No, I'm immune to caffeine.
You know what? Here's the thing. He drinks those energy drinks when he comes in here, and then he eats twice as much as what he normally would eat. So the energy drink for him is pushing food.
I don't even have energy drinks nearly as much. I mean, I have coffee every single morning and sometimes twice in a day. But I'm nothing compared to my dad who can put down like 4 or 5 cups of coffee a day.
But you don't drink tea at all.
No, I'm not a big fan of tea. I mean, I have tea once in a blue moon, but it's nowhere close to energy drinks or coffee. What about you, Bowell?
I'm getting rid of the coffee. I don't drink coffee. Didn't drink it at all in college. Somehow made it through.
I don't drink coffee. All right.
That's ripping off food now, moving to some pop culture.
How many more of these we got?
Just 2 more.
Oh, okay.
No, it looks like 5 more.
No, we'll just do 2 more, Giddens.
Let's do all 5. Come on, let's do all 5.
Okay, lightning round?
Yeah. Lightning round.
Reality TV, sitcoms, or crime shows? One has to go.
Oh. Probably crime shows for me.
It'd have to be either reality or crime shows. I'm gonna say reality.
I'm going reality.
Depends on what you're,
I watch a lot of crime shows.
Depends upon, like, reality has a lot of different subcategories. Like your American Idol is a reality TV show.
I really like some crime stuff. I love Rizzoli and Isles.
Yep.
But I also like what's the other one with
CSI
Criminal Minds.
Yeah, Criminal Minds is really good.
Law and Order. Good,
but gotta have some sitcoms in there.
Superhero movies, horror movies, or rom coms?
Horror movies.
You getting rid of horror movies?
Horror movies. Gone.
Why? You like Michael Myers?
Michael Myers is a bad dude, but I don't want to watch him every night.
I'm back and forth on horror movies and rom-coms. I'm gonna say rom-coms. I can get rid of rom-coms.
Yeah, right. I don't watch rom-coms. Those are for ladies.
I mean, I watch all three. I like all three, but I if I had to pick, I'm getting rid of rom-coms.
All right, some travel stuff now. First one, beach, mountains, or city?
City. Gone. Too many people.
I say mountains.
It really depends on what city you're talking about. Seriously.
Let's say New York City or L.A.
City.
Like a destination city.
City. Too hard to get around.
Yeah. I love the mountains.
I mean, I like all three as well, but mountains.
If I could pick.
There's a lot of cities on my bucket list that I'd like to go to.
I'm with Giddens. Cities, if I could pick the city. And I'll tell you this real quick on the city of New Orleans. I don't know how many times you guys have been there. There are very good things in New Orleans, and there are very bad things in New Orleans. So, same way, but if I could pick a city, I'd probably, one of my first would be Nashville. I'd love to go and spend some more time in Nashville.
Nashville's good, yeah.
Yeah, Nashville's good.
But if I had to go to New York, L.A., San Francisco, no.
Hey, L.A.'s not bad as long as you're not there during riots.
Well, you left one day too soon.
Road trip, flight, or train for your mode of travel?
Wait a minute. Road trip, flight, or plane?
Train.
I can get rid of a train because I've basically never been on a real train ride.
I've been on
like the MARTA and stuff, but not like a true train, like long distance travel. No, I've never done it, so I don't even have a reference point. I can just let that go.
This is easy for me.
Yeah.
We're getting rid of the flight, baby.
You're not a flight person?
Nope. I've done it 4 times in 59 years. No. Not a fan. I mean, it's okay. It gets you there. I mean, listen, I was in Denver in 3 hours.
Yeah.
Okay? But I wouldn't, you know, unless I just had to, I wouldn't do it. I'd drive.
Flights are the biggest headache.
Yeah,
to get there, get on the plane, then sit there for 2 hours because there's a delay in the plane. Yep.
Layovers, no. I'm not. I've never laid over in a car.
Nope. Or train.
La Quinta gets me up the next morning and I keep going.
I had some bad bad layover experience with Delta.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Last one. Camping, hotel, or cabin?
Camping.
Which one has to go?
Camping.
No doubt. Camping has to go.
Camping is gone.
I'm with you.
There's no John J. Crapper in the woods.
There's a tree?
No, that's what I'm talking about.
I camped when I was younger, and I did it enough times for many lifetimes.
Alex, you can't wipe with bark.
Wipe with poison ivy and see how long you last.
That happened to my cousin one time while hunting. That is not a funny thing.
I don't feel good.
I am being honest with you. It happened.